And like I said, I don't really, you know, worry about, you know, the accolades and things like that, because I know they'll come eventually. It just feels good to know that, you know, at least guys around here and, you know, the fans know what's up. So I ain't really worried about, you know, the coach or anything like that. They'll eventually know.
When you're playing a guy like Kelce, who's so disruptive, especially in the seams, in the middle of the field, right, what's the key to playing him? Do you got to get your hands on him early, disrupt his route? I mean, he's a big, strong guy.
Yeah, that'll be my thing, just getting your hands on him. I think most of the teams that I watch him this year, you know, he get a lot of free releases. And when he gets a free release and run downfield, he's a big guy, but he can move pretty good. So I think getting your hands on him early, trying to disrupt the timing and things like that would be beneficial, you know, late in the game.
Facing a quarterback that doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot, I mean, is the key for you guys going to be pretty much patience defensively, just make them earn everything they get? And if you get a chance to, you know, get your hands on a ball, you know, make sure you cash it in type thing?
Yeah, I mean, I, honestly, going into this game, I don't expect Alex Smith to make many mistakes. I would just say when you get an opportunity, make sure you make the most of it. You know, he's actually a lot of dink and duck routes, so I mean, he's not going to take a lot of, you know, big chances as far. He's not going to throw the game away. You know, he's going to get what he needs, take his shots when he can with 10 and 87. So, I mean, I would say just watching film, just being disciplined and playing technique sound would be perfect for us.
You talked about this on Sunday, having been there last year, with the atmosphere, what it's like. It's going to be turned up to 11,
for sure.
I guess, with the crowd and the Arrowhead and the whole mystique on Saturday.
Right. I mean, I don't think the only thing you can really take from the game last year, even though it was the same personnel, same coaches, is just, you know, last year they were in the playoff team. We were trying to get into the playoffs. It was a pretty good atmosphere, but just the cold weather and things like that. So we've been there. We've seen to beat this team by 2 points, but I feel like it's going to be a close game. So just having that in your head that you can beat this team will be good for us going into Saturday.